Al, obviously you never dissuaded your son from playing the same position you played, even at the school at which you went, even though I think I read you had something like 8 concussions in your career.
Oh, you did? I don't remember that. No, he's, you know, we actually instill in all of our kids independence and, you know, to be independent thinkers and making their own decisions. And so, you know, it was obviously an honor for us to have him follow in my wife and my footsteps, going to the University of Wisconsin and becoming a Badger. You know, he made the decision on his own. He was pretty excited about the opportunity. He felt like, well, I'm going to have my biggest fan base here in Wisconsin. And, you know, they called him, you know, a minute after they were able to call him to offer him a full scholarship. So he felt like, you know, these guys are really excited about me meeting the Badgers, so I better go there.
On a related question, having had the concussions you had, are you a party to any of the lawsuits that are currently being in place around the NFL?
I am not. I'm just kind of waiting to see how all that plays out. You know, obviously right now my focus has been on my kid and making sure Nick is doing the right things, which he has been, and prepared both physically and emotionally for this process. And that's been my focus. You know, I'm history. I'm an alumni. You know, I've moved on. The game is obviously inherently dangerous, and that's part of the game. And you know, I'm just kind of watching how this whole concussion lawsuit situation progresses.
Al, can you tell us, share with us your reaction when you found out the Saints had drafted him?
Well, they called my phone. So I was thinking, who's calling me right now? So that was actually glad I answered the phone. But my reaction was, you know, when they asked for Nick, I was like, I hope this is them. And I didn't recognize the area code. And I hoped it was the team. I didn't know who it was. And then when I saw Nick's face light up, I knew it had to be the call. And I obviously were watching the television screen and assumed that it was you know, the Saints, and we're just ecstatic, excited, and you know, the community is getting a great kid. You know, obviously, you know, you're promoting of your kids, but you know, not in this case, I'm not. He is truly a great kid of great character. We preach that as parents, and have made that our number one goal, that our kids be great citizens first. So again, we're really excited about his opportunity. We're excited to come down. We're planning on coming down. I think at least right now, that first game is going to be that we planned. It will be December 30th, and celebrating New Year down there.
Oh, good. You probably know better than anybody the importance of having a good quarterback to be successful at that position. What are your thoughts about him being able to play with someone like Drew Brees?
Well, clearly Drew Brees has proved to the world that he's an exceptional person and he's an exceptional quarterback. You couldn't ask for an individual or an athlete who is any more dedicated to the sport, dedicated to the community, and represents his organization as well as he does. You know, Nick is excited, and you know, the former player and had some success in the league and seeing some great quarterbacks. I watch him play and, you know, see the confidence in how he plays and, you know, the style of play and the accuracy of his throws. And he's clearly has a very high football IQ, and those are the things that you look for.
Al, were you disappointed at all that your son went in the 4th round? I think I'd seen some projections who had him going in the 2nd.
Well, you know, clearly, you know, from an ego standpoint, from a, you know, self-evaluation standpoint, you know, you look at that situation and you say, well, you wish you had gone higher. But, you know, I said to him throughout this whole process, you want to go where they want you, and it's not about where you get drafted, it's what you do with your opportunity. And I'm trying to keep them focused on that, and, you know, and the... you know, the call finally came in, and so now we're moving forward.
I'm sure a lot of people in Wisconsin compared your son to yourself as a player. How would you compare your son to yourself as a player?
Well, the biggest difference is I was a track guy, and my goal was to represent the United States in the Olympics in 1984, qualified for a couple of events, but didn't make it to the trials. And then, you know, kind of converted to a football player. So my mentality was always track. Nick's has always been football. Football first. He loves the game, has always loved the game, has always wanted to play the game. And my philosophy behind this whole football, you know, kid following your footsteps things, I felt like I had to be very careful because I didn't want him to feel like I was pushing him into the game. So I never put out in presentation any of my trophies or hung my jerseys, or actually I did hang one of my jerseys, but not a lot of my stuff up because I didn't want him to get this sublime message that it's all about football, and I wanted him to develop that passion and desire for football. And so what I did as when he was younger, I didn't let him play Little League. You know, I wanted him to develop a skill set across the board, be more balanced, and become a great person. And then he had to decide whether he wanted to play football. And when he decided he was hungry and he was ready to go. And actually, when he got to University of Wisconsin, he was pretty green as a receiver. And I let the coach there, Delvon Alexander, you know, do his job, and Coach Nick. And I kind of stayed out of the way and watched from afar. And he developed into a great football player.
Was Edwin Moses one of your track competitors in your era?
He's slightly older, but I watched a lot of Edwin Moses. Watched a lot of him. Carl Lewis was Edwin Moses was a lot older. Carl Lewis was a little bit older.
I wonder what it says with Henry Ellard here now as the wide receivers coach, I guess, who must have been close to your era, what it means for a coach who actually played and played well in the NFL to be so high on your son.
Well, it's obviously humbling. And Henry and I actually led the league 1 year together. He led NFC, I led AFC, and so we were on a card together, which is pretty funny. And I told Nick, I said, I'm going to pull one of those out. I got to locate one, but it's ironic. And here's the real, I wouldn't say strange, but I don't know what word to use right now. 4 days ago, my wife dreamt that Nick was going to the Saints.
Wow. Al, what's your wife's name?
Jane. And so Jane woke up 4 days ago and said, you know, I dreamt that Nick was going to the Saints. And Nick was like, really? He said, I hope I go earlier than that, but, you know, it is what it is. but it's going to be a great opportunity for him. He's tremendously excited. We all are. And we're behind the Saints. And, you know, we got a new fan base in Wisconsin.
On a completely different track, I got to ask you, what's your thoughts on the Jets quarterback situation?
Well, it's you know, quite interesting when they, you know, bringing Tebow in and, you know, having Sanchez there. And it's, you know, you just never know what the motivation is behind some of the moves that, you know, the player personnel and the teams make. It'll be an exciting thing. You know, it's about selling tickets. So, you know, Tebow was a pretty popular name and pretty popular product and brand in the NFL, and bringing him in, you know, just brought more viewership, will bring more viewership to the Jets. And that's, and from that perspective, is a very smart move. You know, as a player, you know, he's obviously a dedicated and very hard worker. And, you know, I think he's better than people say he is. You know, and we'll see how it all works out for him. Hope it does.
Hey, Al, are you involved in banking now in Wisconsin? What are you doing professionally?
In 1995, eight other guys and I started a community bank, Capital Bank, here in Madison, and now we've grown. We have two branches here and probably 175 million in assets, and we're doing very well here. And I also own some commercial real estate in Wisconsin, and recently bought into a landscape company here in town, which is about to be the largest in town, Madison area, called Olson Toon Landscape. And raise my family, and I keep pretty busy. I typically am a passive investor. You know, I hire people who are a lot smarter than me in the business, and you know, have them report to me.
What do you and or your son know about New Orleans?
We know it's a great place to be. We know that, obviously, that they, you know, have gone through a huge transition with the flooding. And as a matter of fact, when I was in college, we used to do our spring breaks during track season down at LSU. So I'd been there in the 80s and would go down to Bourbon Street and do a little bit of that. But I don't believe Nick has ever been down there. And so we're... I said, Nick, we need to go online. We need to, you know, do some studying now. We know where we're going to end up, so he'll be well-versed when he gets there.